You are listening to Learn Thai Glui Glui podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. สวัสดีค่ะทุกคน Welcome back to Learn Thai Glui Glui podcast. ยินดีต้อนรับสู่รายการ podcast Learn Thai Glui Glui podcast กับครูสมุก by Banana Thai. It's been a while since the last episode that I uploaded. I hope that you've missed my podcast series. And now you're with me ค่ะ I will teach you a very very interesting topic.How to speak Thai politely and formally in my courses like intensive Thai course or intermediate Thai on Fridays. I normally teach practical Thai. However, I also see the importance of learning to speak Thai in a polite and formal way. For example, like, you know, when you have to work in the Thai corporates,you know, or Thai organization where you have to be kind of professional and formal, or just in general, like when you contact with the call center or like the customer service, you have to use formal and polite language. So this podcast will be very, very useful and interesting for you to learn. Before we start with our lesson, I would like to remind you to subscribe.Or like and share this podcast for your friends who are learning Thai. This podcast will also help them to improve their Thai in a fun way as well. So feel free to like and share with your friends. All right, let's start this lesson together. As I mentioned before, that there are some situations that you need to be polite and be formal, just to be nice, you know, because Thai people normally speak nicely.When they talk to stranger. So these are the scenarios that you can use all of the knowledge that you will learn in this podcast. The first step that you can do in order to speak Thai politely and formally is to add a polite particle. I think you know this polite particle already, like the word ka, ka, na ka for ladies, of course, and then krap and na krap for gentlemen.For the word ka and ka and na ka are used differently. The word ka is used for a statement. When you want to inform something, when you want to say something, you use ka with falling tone. Ka, ka. All right. For example, ฉันสบายดีค่ะ I'm well. Right. While the word ka, high tone, ka is for question like คุณสบายดีไหมคะ ฉันสบายดีค่ะ See, question, you use ka.And statement you use ka, and na ka, not na ka. Okay, it's na ka with high tone for the word ka. Na ka is used when you want to inform some information. ฉันแพ้กุ้งนะคะ as in you want to inform someone or the chef that you are allergic to shrimp. So you say ฉันแพ้กุ้งนะคะ All right. Same thing with the word ครับ and นะครับ ครับ can be used for both statement and question.Why the word na krap is used when you want to inform something. For example, ผมชื่อไมเคิลครับ My name is Michael. คุณมาจากประเทศอะไรครับ See, even though it's a question, it's still krap the same. And if you want to inform someone particular, like information, you could say, วันนี้ผมมีประชุมตอนบ่ายนะครับToday, I have a meeting in the afternoon. When you use this polite particle, you already complete the step one to just be polite and formal. Congratulations! ยินดีด้วยนะคะ ต่อไปค่ะ step ต่อไป next step. I would recommend you to speak full sentence rather than just short and try to shorten everything. Like, let's say, if you want to say, อยู่ที่ไหน which means like, คุณอยู่ที่ไหน where are you?Sometimes if you shorten this phrase, you say, you nai, as in like, where are you as well? But it's too short and that's why it's not polite and it's not formal. If you want to speak it formally and politely, you change it to, คุณอยู่ที่ไหนครับ As you can see that please do not skip the subject of the sentence, right? So you have the word kun, and then you, ที่ไหน, you say ที่ไหน as where instead of just ไหน, all right? So you speak it like in a full word. คุณอยู่ที่ไหน? And end with the polite particle, ครับ. คุณอยู่ที่ไหน, ครับ? Where are you? Instead of just you ไหน? Let's see another example. I'm asking for a sick leave. You say, ดิฉันขอลาป่วย. See, it's when you ask for sick leave, it's more like in a formal setting, professional setting at work. So that's why you say, ดิฉันขอลาป่วยนะคะ.I would like to ask for sick leave. All right. If you want to be a little bit more formal, let's say more formal when you speak to like, you know, customer service, you call yourself for especially for females, you call yourself Dishan. Dishan. Nah, Dishan or Chan. Nah. Well, normally Thai people never say the word Chan, Chan, like rising tone, even though it's written like Chan.ชอฉิงไม่อ่านอากาศนอนหนูฉันนะ but in reality Thai people say ฉัน or ดิฉัน just to be more formal okay when I say formal you don't talk like this to your friends like nor your colleagues you just say ฉัน but when you speak with like customer service or operator if you contact something with the government or with some kind of organization you call yourself ดิฉันAll right, just this is a tip for you. The second step, done. Speak a full sentence with the personal pronoun. And again, don't forget to add the particle, the polite particle at the end of the sentence. Now, step three. Refresh casual vocabulary with the polite and formal ones. I have five different commonly used words that can be replacedjust, you know, for the normal word that you use to make your sentence sound more polite, all right? Actually, there are so many ways to speak polite Thai. However, I feel it not so practical. That's why I handpick only five words. Start from the first one, ค่ะ. The word to eat. Normally, if you want to say to eat, you say กิน, right? กิน is a middle, let's say middle level.That is actually worse or like lower one that you can use, which is the word dag. Don't use it. Okay, you can use it with your friends. I mean, like, I've found it very, very strange to hear foreigners saying dag or saying something that is like a low level word. I think you just stick around with the word gin as to eat. But if you want to speak formally, like when you want to speak with your boss or your colleague that you like your senior colleague that you are kind of like,that you respect, then you use the word tan. Tan, all right? The word tan is from the word rap pratan. Rap pratan, which is very formal. Like you can use this for like writing. But when you speak it, you just say the word tan. For example, instead of saying, gin khao ryang, or just gin khao yang for your friends, if you speak with your boss, then you say,คุณทานข้าวหรือยังคะ or คุณทานครับคุณทานข้าวหรือยังครับ See, firstly, you add the personal pronoun, which is คุณ And instead of say กินข้าว you say ทานข้าวหรือยังครับ or ค่ะคุณทานข้าวหรือยังคะ Have you eaten yet in a polite way? So, ทาน instead of กินต่อไปค่ะคำศัพท์ต่อไป next vocabulary the word to drinkNormally in Thai, you can use the word gin for drink, like gin kafe, gin lao, like to drink alcohol, gin lao, right? Gin, gin Pepsi, gin coke, you can use the word gin for to drink. But if you want to speak it a little bit more politely, you use the word doom instead. Instead of asking, วันนี้อยากกินอะไร? วันนี้อยากกินอะไร? What do you want to drink today?You can speak it more politely and change the sentence to be วันนี้คุณอยากดื่มอะไรคะ Add the subject, change the word gin to the word doom, and add polite particle ka at the end. วันนี้คุณอยากดื่มอะไรคะ And if you want to answer, you can say อ๋อดื่มกาแฟก็ได้ค่ะ I can drink coffee. พอดีฉันไม่ดื่มเหล้าค่ะ Cause I don't really drink alcohol. You say ดื่ม instead of กิน as to drink. ต่อไปค่ะคำศัพท์คำที่3นะคะ The word to know. To know is รู้ or รู้ว่า right? However, if you want to speak it politely, you have to say ทราบ The word ทราบ is really weird in writing. We use a fake cluster.ททหารรอเรือ as so so sound s, right so ททหารรอเรือสระอาบใบไม้ it's pronounced ทราบ like so so สระอาบใบไม้ same pronunciation but it's written with ททหารand รอเรือ all right so you change from the word รู้ to the word ทราบ for example if you want to say I don't know normally you say ไม่รู้ or ผมไม่รู้ครับ if you want to speak politely you say ไม่ทราบค่ะดิฉันไม่ทราบค่ะ If you say I knew it already instead of saying รู้แล้ว you just say ทราบแล้วค่ะทราบแล้วครับ There is a phrase if you want to like how to say require some information from other people you can start your sentence with this phrase
ไม่ทราบว่าไม่ทราบว่า
It's the meaning is like you know it or not whetherblah blah 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 for example
ไม่ทราบว่าคุณชื่ออะไรหรอคะ
as in what's your name basically it's like what's your name but you add the phrase ไม่ทราบว่า at the beginning of the sentence to make it very formal and polite right if you'd speak to the stranger or like
ไม่ทราบว่าหัวหน้าจะมาทำงานกี่โมงวันนี้คะ
like what time หัวหน้า which is the bossWhat time the boss will come to work today? But you add the word ไม่ทราบว่า You know, it's just a Thai way. So, the word ทราบ as the word รู้ or to know. And the phrase ไม่ทราบว่า plus a question. Just to make it formal when you ask the question. Alright, ต่อไปค่ะ number 4. If you want to ask for help, you use the wordช่วย right ช่วย is to help for example ช่วยซื้อกาแฟให้หน่อย can you please buy me a coffee however if you want to speak politely asking for some request or some help instead of saying ช่วย you say รบกวนรบกวน actually means to bother it's like may I bother you to do something so for example instead of sayingช่วยโทรกลับหน่อยครับ as in please call me back you say
รบกวนโทรกลับหน่อยครับ
see it sounds more polite for Thai so change from the word รบกวน well change from the word ช่วย to the word รบกวนนะรบกวนโทรกลับหน่อยนะครับ please you know call me back รบกวนติดต่อกลับนะครับ please contact me back
รบกวนส่งอีเมลให้หน่อยครับ
Could you please send me an email in a very polite, professional, and formal way? Now come to the last word ค่ะ The word person. Normally, if you want to say people or person, you use the word คน right? คน But if you want to speak Thai politely, you use the word ท่านททหารสระอานอหนูไม่เอกท่าน with falling tone for example
มากี่คน
as in how many people of you always ask with this question like มากี่คน when you go to a restaurant and like they ask you how many people
มากี่คนครับ
and if they want to be very very polite they would ask you
มากี่ท่านครับ
or กี่ท่านครับ and then you can get back to them
สามท่านครับ
as in สามคน but in a polite way alright so these are in the third step of replacing casual vocabulary polite one I hope that you can follow and get benefit so far now I would like to put everything that you just learned with me in a very practical setting สมมติว่านะคะสมมติว่า as in like let's assume thatคุณทำกระเป๋าตังหาย like you lost your wallet right you lost your wallet ทำกระเป๋าตังค์หาย you make your wallet gone let's say like you lose you lost your wallet and you want to go to the like customer service counter and ask for it because you were at the shopping mall before today and it's just gone and you come back to the customer service counter and ask for it so in this case you want to be a little bit more polite right because you speak to the employee to the staff there so let's take a look here A say สวัสดีค่ะพอดีว่าดิฉัน instead of ฉันทำกระเป๋าตังหายที่ห้างเมื่อเช้านี้ I lose my wallet at this shopping mall this morning and don't forget that you want to end your sentence with the word ค่ะ and then I use the phrase ไม่ทราบว่ามีพนักงานท่านไหนเจอกระเป๋าตังสีฟ้าบ้างไหมคะ See, ไม่ทราบว่า normally you can just cut it out but if you want to speak politely to ask to require some informationมีพนักงานท่านไหน instead of มีพนักงานคนไหนเจอกระเป๋าตังสีฟ้าบ้างไหมคะ Do you know whether any employee found the blue wallet? So this is a translation, right? ไม่ทราบว่ามีพนักงานท่านไหนเจอกระเป๋าตังสีฟ้าบ้างไหมคะ Then the employee, the staff got backทำหายตอนประมาณกี่โมงคะ Like around what time that you think that you lose the wallet Then A get back and say อ๋อไม่ทราบเลยค่ะ See instead of saying ไม่รู้ค่ะ As in I don't know She said ไม่ทราบเลยค่ะ I don't know it at all มาทานอาหารที่นี่ตั้งแต่8โมง I come to eat hereทานอาหาร see the word ทาน you can say ทานอาหาร or ทานข้าวนะมาทานอาหารที่นี่มาทานข้าวที่นี่ instead of มากินข้าว right มาทานอาหารที่นี่ตั้งแต่8โมง I've been here to eat food since 8ถ้ามีพนักงานหรือลูกค้าท่านไหนเก็บไว้ได้ as in if there is an employee or ลูกค้า is customer ท่านไหน like if there is anyEmployee or the customer, normally you just use the word คนไหน, right? But if you want to speak politely, you say ท่านไหน, เก็บไว้ได้, who, you know, like, who kept it. รบกวนโทรกลับด้วยนะคะ, as in, ช่วยโทรกลับด้วยนะคะ, but more polite. So, รบกวน, in this case, is a polite way to say please, or please help, right? So, รบกวนโทรกลับด้วยนะคะ. And then the employee just responds, อ๋อได้ค่ะLet's listen to these sentences again. สวัสดีค่ะพอดีว่าดิฉันทำกระเป๋าตังหายที่ห้างเมื่อเช้านี้ค่ะไม่ทราบว่ามีพนักงานท่านไหนเจอกระเป๋าตังสีฟ้าบ้างไหมคะ
ทำหายตอนประมาณกี่โมงคะ
ไม่ทราบเลยค่ะมาทานอาหารที่นี่ตั้งแต่8โมงถ้ามีพนักงานหรือลูกค้าท่านไหนเก็บไว้ได้รบกวนโทรกลับด้วยนะคะ
ได้ค่ะ
See, so this is how you speak Thai formally. Don't think about the word formal is something that is too formal. Sometimes you need it, for example, in this scenario or this situation. All right, that's it for this podcast. I hope that you learned a lot and you can use this knowledge to apply to your daily life. Before we end this podcast,I would like again to remind you that please check out my website www.bananathaischool.com and go to the course session because you will see all available self-paced online Thai program taught by me in case you want to improve or learn Thai in a fun and practical ways. See you in the next episode. แล้วเจอกันนะคะ. Bye bye ค่ะ.